News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
You can count on the fingers of one, possibly two hands at a push, the amount of Irish boxers who have put north of 10,000 people in a stadium. One of those, in fact, probably the top among those, put 27,000 people in Loftus Road back in 85 when he won the WBA featherweight title, plus another 20 million watching on the telly. But he's definitely being outstripped by Katie Taylor. Barry McGuigan, you're losing your top of the list title.
Well, I think Katie has knocked everybody off that pedestal. She's an amazing woman. She's just incredible, incredible talent, and a lovely human being.
Could you imagine, though, back in 85, if we had said to you that at some point somebody will sell potentially four times Ali's tickets into Croke Park and it'll be a woman?
Well, that would have been hard to believe back then, particularly. But she's become so popular, and she's, you know, Olympic gold medalist. You know, she's won everything as a professional fighter. She's gone up and down the weights. So she's extremely talented and extremely popular. So I don't think anybody. She's such a lovely girl. I mean, nobody would have any issues with her stealing that title. And I absolutely would love to see her being able to get, a big crowd to come and see her at Croke Park in her final fight, which would be a wonderful send-off, you know. There's talk that she's already sold 40,000. That is just amazing.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
When you think about it, that the great Muhammad Ali back in 1974 could only put, they say, between 18,000 and 25,000 people there. I mean, and that's the thing. It's, you know, it seats 84,000 or 83,500 people. So it's going to look empty if there isn't a pretty decent crowd in it. So that's pretty remarkable.
She leaves, obviously, a significant legacy, both in terms of, across three headings, sport, boxing, and women's representational sport.
Yes.
How significant is her impact?
Well, I think I was there in 2012 when she won the gold medal in London. And you know, it was the first time that women's boxing was allowed, and there were only three weight divisions, and she won the lightweight title. And you know, so it was a huge significance, because if you think about it, Anton, she was changing the way people thought. You know, they didn't think women could box at that level and compete at that level and be, you know, interesting and attractive to see. And then, of course, she turned professional, and it's a much harder game. And you're okay, it's only 10 rounds for women, and it's 2 minute rounds rather than 12 or, in my day, 15 threes. It's different in that sense, but she still was able to, you know, win title after title, bring in big crowds to watch her fight. It looked really spectacular, and you know, very exciting to watch all the time. So she's conquered loads of things throughout her life, and she's just such a great lassie and a great representation for boxing.
Barry, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming on. Barry McGuigan there. And ticket sales, the pre-sale, as Barry says, has 40,000 already gone. Official sales opening at 9 o'clock, so during Ciara Doherty on for Clare Byrne, she can update you on how those sales are progressing. Congratulations, by the way, to Daryl Levy. Daryl, I'm assuming you're a he. You may not be. Who am I to judge? Either way, Daryl, you're our winner of our Easy Living Interiors competition. Thanks to our team this week. Programme editor Aisling Moore, editor Emma Bradley, producers Dara Faulkner, Aisling Lynch and Ellen Kenny, researchers Cian Byrne and Shanna Cole, broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane and Cormac McDonough in control room all week. We'll be back on Monday, I should say. It's the weekend. Ooh, Monday at 7. Bye-bye.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.